Well, you know, on Mondays, we always check in with Crane's Detroit Business, and our Crane's interview brought to you by Taft Law, a modern law firm with over 800 attorneys throughout the Midwest and the District of Columbia. Learn more at Taft Law, T-A-F-T, taftlaw.com. Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor, the guy who would usually be breaking the story of the changes here at WJR, but they kindly listened to what our management had said and asked for them to embargo the information until after 6 o'clock because I wanted to tell my listeners first, and we did. But Mike Lee, all I want to say is I'm looking forward to an exciting future for the radio station and personally as well, as I will take over the noon to 2 program and bring back a show called Focus that hasn't been on WJR for over 20 years. JP did it, and then I took over and did it. And then it kind of disappeared with the programming that we currently have, which is a bunch of interviews anyway, which is what Focus was. But now there'll be, like Focus, a little more long format and an opportunity to spend a little more time with very special guests. But it will all be Michigan-related instead of cutting away from noon to 2 for national syndication. We're very excited about that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul. Congratulations on this move. It's exciting to see a local media outlet double down on local news and information in this time. It's very exciting. I have one big question, though.
Yes, sir.
After 27 years of waking up, really hours before the sun rises.
Yes. Oh, dark 30.
Is sleeping in actually possible? Physically an option?
Let me tell you something. I know there are people who say, I wake up without an alarm clock. I wake up with 3 alarm clocks. I am not an early riser. My wife, Kim, is a morning lark. I am, without question, a night owl. And therein lies the problem when you go to bed at midnight, 1 o'clock, sometimes 1:30 in the morning, and get up at 4. Something's got to give. And I have given.
Absolutely you have. I've often wondered about how late at night I've received emails from you, and I'm like, does this guy ever sleep? And apparently you don't.
Well, I haven't been, but I will, and I'm looking forward to that in a very big way. And I'm loving the fact that I also will be able to continue to do what I love doing, which is talk to my listeners on WJR every day, just like always, Monday through Friday, just a little later in the day. And I used to joke, if morning drive could start at noon, I'd be thrilled. So the fact is, morning drive still starts at 6 with Guy Gordon, 6 to 9, but I'll start at noon and looking so forward to it. Hey, great job for Crane's at the Mackinac Policy Conference. Your fearless leader, Crane, had some great events, had some great interviews with Mark Cuban and others. Let's talk a little bit about that. That was exciting.
It was quite a week up at Mackinac Island at the Grand Hotel for the policy conference. We were there all week, as were you. A lot of talking on the island, as there always is. Perhaps the biggest thing that was talked about was Michigan's population. Our state comes in at pretty much at the very back of the pack in terms of population growth over the past 20 years. We've talked about this before. At the conference, the governor announced the appointment of a commission to study the issue, which is a understanding the issue comes first. It's going to be chaired by John Ricolta and Shirley Stancato, two longtime civic leaders. John Ricolta, of course, runs the construction firm Wallbridge. And Shirley Stancato was the longtime CEO of New Detroit. This commission will be scrutinized, I think. This is a big deal for Michigan. You can't have a growing economy without a growing population. I say that all the time. We'll see what we can learn about what will keep people here, what will lure people here from other states, because that's really what it comes down to. A commission can only do so much, but it's a first step, I think.
This Mark Cuban was great, but to Mike Duggan, Mayor Mike Duggan, was great also. And I think in your words there at Crane's, a very crunchy issue of Detroit property taxes.
Yes, Mayor Duggan brought his explainer-in-chief hat to Mackinac again to talk about property taxes in Detroit. He is pushing a proposal to change the way they're figured, to essentially eliminate the city's share of taxes on the value of buildings. They just want to tax the value of the land. So undeveloped land will see a big tax increase. By and large, the mayor says residents will see a tax cut. This kind of tax scheme hasn't been tried very many places, but the mayor's PowerPoint was very tangible. It was entertaining, and it made the case that Detroit is a place where this could help to spur new development and the incentives that have allowed property owners to benefit from letting the buildings on their properties waste away, essentially. Can it change the game? Hard telling. But it's a big swing by the mayor to make a change that could benefit Detroit. We shall see.
Well, it's funny, Mike Lee with his Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. You say he was entertaining. He has turned out to be one of the best communicating mayors we've ever had, I think.
He's
very comfortable.
Would we normally talk about the intricacies of tax policy? I don't think so, but he did it, and he made it riveting.
Yeah, and he makes it, I'll put it this way, frankly, makes it very understandable.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I appreciate that. I'm not going to lie. Some of these things are kind of technical, but he makes it very easy for us to understand the who, what, where, and how, and what he is suggesting we need to do to make Detroit even better. I never doubt that he's always looking to make Detroit the best it can be. Mike, you do a great job as always. We appreciate it. You have a great week.
Thank you, Paul. You as well.
Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.